When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Welcome back.
The rant will be at National Tire and Battery Saturday. That is located at in Plano at 121 at Hillcrest in Plano. I'll be there from 10 until noon. So go see them. All right, it is 641 here on The Ticket. Hits. Once again, here's Cobra.
By you.
This is brought to you by Dish Direct and Subway, by the way.
You watching this over here, Ryan?
How cheesy is this?
Look at Luis Gonzalez. He looks 50 years old. Tell me he doesn't look 50 years old.
He doesn't look 50 years old.
He looks terrible.
He does look terrible.
Awful.
What are they trying to do here?
They're going down. Remember, did you hear Michael Young this morning talking about this? They're going to have some red carpet ceremony.
What's Josh Lewin doing it?
Yeah, and they're look at the red carpet they have set up on the, what side of the, right, the first base side? And there's like 50 people watching this and some slut interviewing them all.
That's Sam Ryan. I think she's kind of hot.
That's not Sam Ryan.
That's not?
Sam Ryan works for ESPN. She's terrible.
Was she the girl interviewing the guys
last night?
She sucked.
She was awful. And you know what? Not that great.
Not at all.
And I'll tell you something else.
Mustache?
A Susie Colbert wannabe.
Oh, was she Jim Roman it up?
Well, she had
hey, guys, back to you.
She has a real deep voice. She wasn't that over the top with it, but she had a real deep voice.
See, this is so embarrassing for these players because
they don't like, they can't.
No
like
one's
them.
There. They're going down a red carpet one by one. It's not like they're all in the same car. This car's driving down this red strip.
Well, why wouldn't the fans be there for this? I mean, this is a great opportunity to see them up close. Looks like there's people there.
There's people there.
Oh, come on. Not what they want, though.
Well, this is the first year they've done this.
Why would you want to do this? Go to that.
Ooh, I like the Tigers with the baseball in their mouth. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. They got all kinds of cool things like that.
You've been there, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, I thought you'd been there.
No, I went to Tigers.
Oh, that's right. And that's where you saw the big fat butt, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be there in January.
Yes, we will. We will get a good look at that place. Although it'll probably be too cold to mess around with.
It'll probably be snowed in.
Iced.
This girl's got some pretty nice jugs working for her.
Yeah, that's failed.
That is failed.
Failed.
Well, no, I mean, the fans are on one side. The Leering Press is on the other.
There's that Chris Rose.
All right, I normally don't like to look at the, or talk about the Tour de France, or France, depending on where you're from. But since Lance is a local boy, and today was absolutely amazing what he did. Do you care anything about this race, Mike?
No.
You really don't?
Nothing.
Grego?
No.
You don't? It doesn't intrigue you what he does?
You know what? I think he is so much better than everybody else in the world. That there's no intrigue. I mean, like Junior said today, oh, he won the Tour today. And yet they've got another 20 days to go. I mean, I hope he wins because he's American. And that'll be
Craig
seven
Miller.
In a row. And that'll be something to cram up the butts of all Frenchmen, which I love doing.
You like cramming stuff in the butts of Frenchmen?
You know, just
throwing weird.
Up, they always surrender. They're a bunch of
so do you think that? Do you not think that these people are, like, truly some of the greatest athletes in the world?
No, yeah, sure.
But it just doesn't interest you.
Yeah,
you know what I found about you? That you're not a fan of the satellite sport.
No.
At all.
Generally, I'm not.
Why is that?
He likes Giacomo.
You give me the big three and I'm all over it.
Is a fan is around the majors.
I don't understand it.
Every morning I listen at 8:30 when Junior gives his update because I think he's one of the more knowledgeable guys.
Oh, he's genius to listen to.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, I like to follow that, but I'm not going to get up and watch that OLN. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I like to hear him talk about it.
Yeah.
Just in the same way that I like to hear Sturm talk about soccer or Sturm talk about boxing.
Or Corby talk about golf.
Or anybody who is knowledgeable or Norm talk about horse racing.
Me talk about pizza.
And delivery of same. You know, anybody who is knowledgeable about a sport like that I don't know a lot about.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I'm interested in hearing what those guys have to say about it.
That OLN, they should hire Junior Miller.
I know.
He'd be better than anybody they have on there.
Would we give him 2 weeks off a year to go cover the tour?
Why couldn't he do a show from there?
Bang around, you're baloney.
We get that from him.
Why couldn't he do a show? Well, the show would start
tomorrow
at midnight. He would be up all night. Follow the tour. I mean, it'd be the biggest beast in the world.
Hey, that is his problem.
That's right. If he wants to do it, that's his problem.
That's his problem. But he'd be doing the Tour de France.
Isn't that right? It would start at midnight, wouldn't it? 12:30? And then it's six hours?
Yeah.
So it started at...
It started about 11:30.
Or 1:30. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It'd be tough for him, but hey, he'd get to be doing his dream event.
Well, Lance, he did. He won it. I guess he won it today. That's what everyone's saying. All the experts are saying.
No, he finished second.
No. I'm saying he won the race for him.
He finished second today, but then he took the overall lead.
Yeah.
Listen to me like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he took
the overall lead. Well, listen to
Junior. What was that, Justin? From whom?
I didn't do it.
Oh, from Junior?
Oh.
Play it again. That's a fake cough.
That's a good one.
So he was behind. He was in third. He was in third place, and he just kicked the ass of his rivals.
It was great hearing Junior talking about it today.
And so
because apparently, and I don't understand it, but Junior was explaining that his team...
They couldn't keep up.
And they were supposed to ride and protect him, and they didn't do it. So finally, Lance just said,
Screw it.
I got to go. And he just...
That's the second time this race that his team hadn't helped him out, and he's just tore into it.
Junior was saying there was a stretch of 7 miles up to a ski resort. So you know how high that is.
Yeah.
And that they were averaging between 15 and 18 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
That's fast.
They're in better shape than any athletes in the world.
I mean, can you...
Hands down.
Do you think you can get out on a flat road? Just a flat road and average... 18 miles an hour for 7 miles.
I doubt it.
Much less going straight up a mountain. That's just amazing. It's stupid how good a shape they're in.
Well, he's
do they get flat tires and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, they get it all.
What, do they just put some Neverleak in their inner tube?
No, everybody's got a support car. And when they do, they'll just either throw them another bicycle or throw them another whole wheel, and they'll just slip it on there.
I'm fascinated by these guys, though, and what they have to do after the race, what they have to eat. They have to eat 10,000 calories a day after they race for all this time. They're just shoving in carb after carb, anything they can get their hands on.
And plus, it's one of the dirtiest sports there is as far as performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, yeah. So go Lance. It's like he's going to win his seventh. And by the way, he'll be the oldest rider to win in like 60 years or something.
And he's nuts if he ever goes back.
I know.
Seven straight. You know what? Nobody can touch me, so.
I'm the greatest of all time.
Who's going to win the Tour de Pants?
Junior.
That's the best question.
Doesn't Craig win that every year?
He could.
Giacomo! Watch out for him.
Sandy Alomar.
That was robotic. Let's start saving your robotic.
Yeah, robot Corby.
Vince Vaughn. Lucy Papillon.
Okay, yeah. Sandy Alomar.
Yeah.
You saying Dandy Alomar?
Dandy Alomar.
I had my hand over my mouth. And I said,
I can't get over this red carpet thing. I'm sorry to chew wheels off.
No, that's okay.
It's just embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? I think this is kind of cool.
No, Rhines, it's not cool. It's bad.
Why is it not cool?
Because it's not... For one thing, the players hate it.
You don't know that.
They're embarrassed right now.
You know how the players are. There's Dontrell Willis. He is getting on TV. Does he look like he's hating this?
Yes, he does to me. You didn't hear Mike Young today with the Musers?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He was, like, dreading it.
Yeah.
He said that's the one thing he dreads.
He goes, they got some red carpet thing planned for us, and, you know, I don't want to do that. I just want to go ball
player. Once he gets out there, he might find that it's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
He's a baseball player. He doesn't care about this crap.
They're throwing beads.
What?
There's, like, 80 people there.
No, there's more people than that.
Who's this slut interviewing people?
You don't know if she's a slut.
Slutty slut mutt.
Here, take your top off. He's handing her beads.
They just don't look like they're into it to me. And I don't blame them. I want to go just get in there in the clubhouse and start getting dressed and signing all the...
Okay, does it hurt to do this? Does it hurt to market the game a little bit and promote this thing a little bit by doing something like this?
No, it does not hurt. But...
Does it help?
Yeah, does it help?
It doesn't help a bit.
And can't they do something else?
Well, I don't know if it helps, but it can't hurt, why not do it then?
You know what would be better than this? Just set them up and sign autographs. I mean, if you want to promote it, you really want to market it and promote it, do that. Just set it up, autograph booths, and let everybody sign 2 hours before, you know, a couple hours during the afternoon.
Well, that they wouldn't like. They get paid for doing that.
You bet.
The city is telling us, first, to not jar, and second, they're telling us not to drive around using a cell phone. The city is saying that driving while using your phone quadruples the risk of getting into a crash.
I believe that.
I do too.
Quadruples. And I can guarantee you who the main culprits are.
Women.
Dumb women.
Yeah.
Who can't fart and chew gum at the same time, but they try to drive and use their cell phone at the same time.
I don't think you can single out just women. I mean, guys do it too.
A lot of guys
do that.
What, fart and chew gum?
That, and drive around talking on the cell phone.
Yeah, Mike's real bad at it. Every time you pass you, Mike, you're on the phone.
Not true.
Calling some escort service.
Oh, yeah.
Not true.
Hurry up. Me so horny.
And stop sending the black girl.
Yeah. No more Nubians. Give me white.
Because I'm clean and white.
It's not true.
They also say that the hands-free phone, it doesn't matter.
Because you still have to pick it up and dial it.
You're still using the phone.
Yeah,
that makes no difference, Mike. You use hands-free?
Yes.
Well, there you go. What else
hands-free
do you do?
Hands-free is better than non-hands-free.
They say it makes no difference.
They're wrong on that.
It's a study.
You can't tell me that once you
You didn't do the study.
And then you set it down and you've got it in your ear and you're just driving with both hands. That does cut it down other than having to hold it. A lot of people try to shoulder... You know, hold their little bitty tiny cell phone with their shoulder. See?
We are very close to not only having no handheld phones in the car, but no hands-free phones as well. There's going to be no...
No, we're not.
There's going to be no phone usage.
No, we're not.
And it'll be a better time.
You haven't heard the new deal?
What?
There's a big push to ban the cell phone altogether.
That'd be great.
Just ban it. Take them off the market. No more cell phones.
That will never happen. And you made that up.
Ban the cell phone.
Turd.
Boy, what a kick in the ass to the economy that would be.
And then they're going to ban the computer. Because people aren't, I mean, they're looking up too much porn and not getting enough work done.
I pray for the day that they ban the cell phone. This is a better world without the cell phone. Don't you guys agree?
No.
Why do you like your cell phone so much? It's a pain in the ass.
Because
know where you are.
Because I can get things done on the fly with it.
Yep. What?
So the girls will be waiting by the time he gets there.
Oh, that's right.
It is. It's kind of good.
And he has voice dialing.
If you've got to make, you know, a few phone calls.
Swedish Institute.
But if you're driving to a remote or something, you can take your cell phone and get it done on the way.
Whereas
you couldn't do that.
Not? Is that all your speed dial?
Yeah, that's what he says. That's exactly what you hear when the door shuts on his Lexus. That's what you hear. New fine arts. Rose's Parlor.
You guys sure know a lot of them.
Right.
Yeah, these are all places I've never heard
of. They're on your phone.
Right. We mic'd your car.
Right.
We're playing the audio tomorrow.
All right, dude. Party. Oh, my God.
You going to watch the launch tomorrow?
Of what?
Mike?
No, the space shuttle.
Oh, they're doing that?
Yeah, the first one since the one blew up.
6:55
In 85?